This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, it's quiz time here at the Marketplace Morning Report, and joining us is our quizmaster, Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief at The Globalist. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy. Are you ready for today's Globalist quiz?
Well, I haven't studied, but I will do my best.
It's all about the world's working poor, and by poor, I mean the famous World Bank definition of $1.25 a day, not making more than that, and that in 2005 dollars. So how many of the world's 3.1 billion workers have to live at this wage? Is it A, half of the world's workers, that would roughly be 1.5 billion people, a quarter of them, around 750 million people, slightly over 10%, or is it around 3% of the world's workforce that would be like 100 million people?
You know, sadly, I'm going to go with the highest number there, half of the world's people.
You are a big-time pessimist, and the only good news I have, I mean, this is a big problem globally, no question, but in fact, we've never been 50%. 40% was the highest, and that was in 1990, but the news is better. It remains, as to options, a quarter of the world's workers, 10% or 3%. How many of them are desperately poor by the World Bank definition?
Okay, well, I'm going to go with a quarter of the world's workers then.
You are getting closer, but you're way behind the time.
Oh, it's even better than that. All right.
So, and the grand answer is?
10%.
Around 10%, exactly. You are finally right. That leaves still 384 million people every day, just around 12%, who are desperately poor, most of them in South Asia and sub-Saharan Africa. But here's the good news. Compared to 2000, your previous answer options, there are 312 million fewer workers who live in absolute poverty. Experts expect that by 2017, it's only going to be 285 million people who are going to be desperately poor, and that would be, at that point, about one in every 12 workers. So it's still a long slog, but the world's moving ahead, and that's relatively good news, I would say.
Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief at The Globalist, thanks as always.
You're very welcome.